everyone. It is Carly and the COVID. I am Dax, and today we have a very special guest. Special guest, introduce yourself.
Well, clearly I'm Carly, because your ass is COVID.
Indeed I am. I caught the big C, the big O, the big V, the big I, the big D. I've gotten it.
You
and
got
it sucks.
The big D?
Well, I mean, right I've the, had the big
right
D.
Right up the A?
No, just between the L's. Right? Just dangling there,
just
chilling.
Dangling.
So I got COVID. That sucked. I don't know if, I'm pretty sure the millions of billions of other people who've already gotten COVID now know what it's like, but for me, it sucked ass. I have to say, it sucked.
I mean, sucking ass can sometimes be fun, can't it?
I'm not sure if sucking, licking would probably be good.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
But I feel like sucking ass would be a very strange sensation.
Here we go. Sucking on, like, an ass cheek as you bite into it. Like the skin, like trying to leave like a nice hickey, or, you know, not necessarily sucking on the asshole.
Not trying to get the sweet, delicious Hershey's chocolate.
Yeah.
Somebody out there has done that. That's somebody's thing.
Done that to animals, I bet. You're welcome.
Dude. Fine, baby animals. There.
Oh!
Up that. Dead baby animals.
That's how they birthed it. They went right up to the vagina.
Well, now that we've lost everybody with our horribleness. I think the big things that are happening right now are what? Ukraine is blowing up. And it's going to be World War III. And Elden Ring came out. Today.
Is that George R.R. Martin's new thing?
No, that's the fucking new Souls game.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that.
Sound very hyped about that. Everyone likes Dark Souls.
Full disclosure, I don't think I've ever played it.
How?
I don't know.
Created entire genre of games that are now called Soul-likes.
Like what?
Like Souls. Soul-like.
Like what? Like what in particular?
That they're fucking supposed to be dumb hard and punishing as a motherfucker.
So
that's
Souls,
where the whole like
copy
get
of Ninja
good
Gaiden 3?
Thing.
What?
Ninja Gaiden 3 is pretty Dark Souls like. I'll have to agree with that. It's pretty Souls.
Yeah.
But yeah, like how have you never played any of the Dark Souls? What about the Japanese one that they had? Fucking Ghost of Somebody or nothing?
Nope.
No? Whatever.
I stay broke. It's hard for me to go and get all these new games when they come out.
You need to get back on the hustle. You need to get back on the grind. That Sigma male mindset. Change that mindset into a grind set. Get at it.
This all sounds sexual
games.
To me.
It's meant to be. Sigma is supposed to smell. I can't speak. Sigma is supposed to sound like smegma.
Oh, yes. The cheesy right?
You have to be a smegma male.
Just don't bathe for a little bit.
Right.
You'll get there.
Yeah. So, what are you then? Are you an alpha male? Beta male? Omega? Delta.
The fuck? I don't know, man.
Sounds pretty beta to me.
I don't care. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, something a beta would say.
Yeah.
Like the
maybe.
Fish. You ever talk to a beta fish?
No.
They're always like, I don't care.
No, beta fishes are assholes. That's ironic. Beta fishes are alpha fishes. So that's a
beta
number.
Are you calling them beta fishes?
Yes.
What? I have never heard of anybody ever say beta fishes.
Shut up. Now you have.
Beta
You're
fish.
You're welcome. The fishes this is.
The beta fish eye.
The beta fishy.
The beta fish.
Fishes.
Fishes. English is dumb. Why do we have words like that?
English is dumb. I don't know, man. Like, you have the whole stupid shit like read and red and lead and lead and... I don't know. Fucking some dumbass shit.
Yeah, and you feel like, oh, but if we didn't have those different forms of the words, then when we speak, it would become confusing. But then you got cut, which is just like cut, 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 right? You don't change cutted or anything like that. It's just cut.
You know what's always like...
It still has the S, but...
What always pissed me off was like stuff like, you add a letter, and then you'll add a letter to a word, and the whole word... changes its sound. Like, if you think of, like, tough, and
right.
then you think of though, and then you think of thought, and then you think of through, and then you think of like to go through something, and then you think of like, oh, I threw the ball. That makes no fucking sense.
No, none at all.
Why the fuck is everything changing around? It's just to make the language as complicated as possible so nobody can learn it.
Basically. And then learning syllables.
Syllables.
Yeah, like when I was learning Japanese, or still am, it fucking annoyed the living hell out of me. Their writing style, they have no spaces in between words and things like that, right? And it's like, how the fuck, and they have like no problem because of the way the fucking language is set up. You just fucking just read it and you're good to go. But no, in English, if you did that shit, then words start combining together and things become all fuckery.
All fuckery.
Yes. Here I was going to talk about fucking video games, about the new Soul-like that everybody's going to be fucking talking about, and it's going to be super popular, but no, we're talking about fucking English and fishesses.
Fishesses.
Yes, fishesseye.
Wait, that's not fair, because, see, that's another thing. It's fish, and fish is plural already, right? But dish is still dishes.
Yeah, dish
aren't
fish.
Same fucking word! It's the same fucking letters. You change one letter, and the whole fucking structure is fucked. Sorry. Just remember that stupid English.
Well, I mean, because there's plural chicken and then plural chickens.
I don't know. I'm standing by fishes. I'm not gonna ever stop doing that because it makes no sense.
Sure. You go ahead and be that guy.
Like goose.
The fishes guy.
Goose, geese. There's no moose. There's moose, but no meese.
But there are meese.
There's meese.
I don't know where we're going with this. Again, you took us off track. The soul's like... Come on, man. Elden Ring. Everybody's talking about it.
I don't know. Elden Ring sounds very George R. R. Martin-ish.
It sounds fucking Tolkien-ish, because it's a goddamn ring.
Does sound Tolkien-ish.
Ah. And then did you see the new, Ring of Power, the new Amazon Jimmy Jam?
Nope.
Ah, yeah. I don't know. That's a whole shit show, because they showed the trailers and people are losing their fucking minds because they've changed up quite a bit. They had, black elves running around, black dwarf. I think with the dwarf, though, what was weird was it's a female one, so it's a woman. It's a black woman playing the dwarf, but she has no beard.
I don't know, so, man. You're throwing the word dwarf around a lot, and Peter's going to come punch you right in your dinklage if you don't.
Well, chill the fuck out. It's the fantasy one. It's not the actual.
Oh,
like,
it's a fantasy world where you get to just be using all the derogatory words that you want to use?
Basically.
Oh, okay.
I can't be in a fantasy world and just start dropping in bombs, then what type of fantasy am I living in?
Who are you, Joe Rogan?
No, Joe Rogan's living in a drug world. So it's slightly different.
Oh, is that why he calls it the mule kick? Is that why he's so good at doing that? He drug mule?
Possibly. I heard there was a whole shit show with him, and they, took him down, and the Pina Colada guy took his music off of Spotify. What the hell is happening there?
Yeah, I don't think he got taken off of Spotify, though. So, oh, God, I forget who was the one who said that. Yeah, some old artist came up there, and he was like, I can't believe that you're allowing people like Joe Rogan to be on your platform when he's spreading disinformation and so on and so forth. So he's like, so I'm going to pull my music unless y'all start, doing something about it. And Spotify's response was, all right, well, we're sad to see you go.
Yeah.
And then...
But you ain't pulling in Joe Rogan numbers, so...
Yeah, they just signed him for, what, like $100 million for his exclusive rights to the show? But, yeah, that was that whole thing. That was a little while ago in terms of, news and shit. I don't know what happened. I know a bunch of other artists jumped on and said, we want our stuff pulled from Spotify, too. So then Spotify's like, well, we're going to leave, disclaimers on episodes that have disinformation and stuff. I wonder if we got anything for disappointing physics.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm pretty sure we're pretty legit with our facts.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been wrong yet about anything.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, you hear about those dudes that died, told that Russian warship to get fucked?
What? No.
No? Really?
No.
I don't know if I feel like everybody else has probably heard about this. You live under a rock. But yeah, there's like a small island, I think it was Snake Island or some shit, but it's like a super tiny little rock just sitting out there in the ocean. And the Ukrainians had like a defensive force sitting on there. And by defensive force, it was 13 dudes in a shack chilling out there. guarding the waters, I guess, or but a Russian warship like came up and was like, "Hey, you gotta surrender, lay down all your weapons, and fuck off, or we're gonna start shooting at you." And the guy's response was, "Hey, yeah, Russian warship, go fuck yourself." And the Russian warship opened fire and killed all 13 dudes.
That's insanity.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a hell of a way to go.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I don't care about you and your warship. You can eat a dick.
I wonder if everybody else, not to make fun of the dead, truly horrible right. scenario, but I wonder if everybody else is like, yo, wait.
Yeah, that one guy that's like, wait, can we possibly talk this? I mean, oh.
They sent the wrong guy out to negotiate.
Yeah, no one else. Yeah, it was like the janitor was nearby the fucking thing. Like the actual Defense Force guys were out like checking the gear or something. Like, all right, we gotta bundle up everything to get it ready so we can dump it in the ocean so we'll be safe. The janitor said, "Get fucked."
Again, not to make light of a horrible situation. But
oh, totally to make light of a horrible situation. That's what
true.
Horrible situations are there for. Make light of.
Fuck. Putin, man. This fucking bastard's trying to start world. He's going after... He just threatened Finland now, too.
What's Russia's economy looking like? I didn't think Russia was on the war front.
I don't know. Putin, like, he's getting slapped with sanctions, and now Putin's telling everybody else to get fucked as he's... The ruble's getting crushed, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know.
Does he think that, like, China's backing him, or... I don't know.
Well, China is telling... China's, the last I heard anyway, was saying that it's the U.S.'s fault that all this is happening. And love how someone else starting a war is the U.S.'s fault. Fucking love it.
Of course, it's always the U.S.'s fault.
Because you guys butt your noses into other people's affairs and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. And stupid NATO... If it wasn't for people like Russia, we wouldn't fucking need NATO. Like,
yeah, not that it's doing much good right now, but...
Well, because Ukraine didn't actually get into NATO. I don't think Putin's going to be ballsy enough to actually fuck with NATO territories. But, like, even Finland. Yeah. Finland talked about joining NATO, and now he's threatening Finland, too.
I mean, last time they had a war with Finland, it didn't really go well for the Russians.
I mean, just
saying.
I don't know, man. He's Putin. I halfway wonder if he's got, like, some terminal illness and he's just like, fuck it. If I'm going out, everybody's going out with me.
I mean, that's what I would do.
Shit's crazy.
What's the cutoff time for being drafted?
Well, considering this might be World War III, I think we're still viable options.
We're in the drafting range? Damn.
Well, I don't know. I'm fat, so they might not want me.
Well, what about, like, crippling porn addiction? Are they gonna... I don't know.
Every time they call you, just sit there and be, like, vigorously jacking it, like...
Yeah. I got wanker's wrist,
in the morning,
man.
It's just... What?
I got wanker's wrist. I can't hold a gun. It's just impossible. My wrist is just too fucked.
Oh, God. Literally.
Yeah. I mean, if you need me to shoot goo at him, I could do that. I'll be a biological weapon.
You run out everybody with your dick out, just jacking it really hard. Like, okay, come on. You'd be shot so quick.
I'm just saying, like...
They went, like, overkill.
The Russian guy with the binoculars, like, but he's, like, over 100 meters away. What is he planning? Oh, it's in my eyes! How?
That's what they do.
I got the distance.
They take you because they're like, oh, this is a skill. Let me show you how to use it. Everybody else is on the range shooting at the targets with the, like, the sniper rifles. You're out there just... Oh, wait, no, we forgot the pop sound. The
pop... Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
To nut on the enemy, the ultimate disrespect.
Oh, God.
See the Russian troops packing it in and heading back home, and commander's like, what the fuck are you doing? Sir, I just got nutted on. I'm going home. I'm just...
Looking like he just finished shooting him a pack.
Yeah.
Did you just eat a glazed donut?
I'm going home. You can shoot me if you want. I
might do it myself.
Yeah. And there's just hundreds of Russian soldiers all covered, just walking home. Oh, man.
To the sad theme of the Hulk ending.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to fucking die. Well, there we go. Go ahead, send that to Ukraine.
All of our listeners offices. In Ukraine.
Yeah.
We have some listeners in Russia. Well, we had some listeners in Russia.
Right. Probably the Russian bots, just seeing if they could use us.
Listening for 2 seconds? Yeah, this is a waste of
time.
Yeah. All right. That's all our listeners.
Yeah. Putin talking to his Russian cyber group. All right, get in the internet and take everything. Bust into our little spot of the internet. I don't want anything.
It's just us standing there. I can't sell you. I just give.
Yeah. Well, Russia's going to pay you to keep whatever this is.
Or even worse, where they bust in and we're super welcoming. You're just jacking it in the corner like, I'm fucking waiting for this.
Gotta get a double pump. Elden Ring, the Souls-like game that everyone's talking about, Ryan. Everyone. Because it's an open-world Souls-like.
I mean, I still haven't even been able to afford buying Monster Hunter Rise.
You're what of the Rise?
Monster Hunter Rise. I haven't been able to afford that yet.
God.
I know.
Being so poor. It's so gross.
Spend all my money on, like, house stuff and my kids.
Ugh. Can't you spend the house stuff and the kids to get money?
It's aren't frowned upon.
Aren't they at the workable age?
One is technically kinda sorta.
Right?
Kinda.
I remember that the tweet, the kids yearn for the mine. That's in their blood. You gotta get them down there. Get them out in the backyard. Digging, yeah, exactly. Digging for the ring of power.
My prophet.
Do they have beards yet? Your kid's getting a beard?
Lonzo is, yeah.
Oh, really?
He's starting to. He has to shave now.
Oh, man.
I know.
Is he getting the full beard? Or is he getting, like, the dirty Sanchez?
Yep, that's what he's
getting. Oh, no.
For now. He's still too young. He's not even getting that yet. He's getting the roach antenna randomly.
Oh, no. Well, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
And plus, he's got that La Cucaracha blood. Is that racist?
Is it racist if it's the wrong race?
Well, I mean, they're all kind of the same, right?
See, that's racist. So now you went the wrong way, but then you cleaned it up at the end.
Yeah, what is it, Peruvian?
Yes.
How's the facial hair looking in that country?
About the same here, I guess. It just varies from person to person.
That doesn't sound right. You need to lump a group of people together by their appearance. Because I'm sorry, man. A kid looks nothing like you.
Ouch.
I was waiting for some sort of more evil response, or you attacking me or something, but it's going to go for the ouch and make me the bad guy, huh?
Yeah, that was my goal all along. I'm learning a lot in my old age.
Play the innocent one, okay.
What are you talking about? I am innocent.
You're white. No white person is innocent.
Hey, there has to be one of us.
I don't mind being this person. What's your last name, huh?
What's that matter?
Oh, come on. What's your last name, huh?
What's that matter?
What's that matter? It's because I'm about to make a slave owner joke, and why don't you say your last name?
Well, technically, I don't think we were slave owners in my family tree. I think most of them were probably
slave
Irish.
Uh-huh. So, oh, so what, the Irish? Irish don't have slaves?
I'm pretty sure they were the original, well, not the original slaves, but they were treated poorly originally. No, that's it. The Irish back then were treated almost like, you know, Hispanics, people, and Mexican are now.
What do you mean?
Except, you know,
I don't see any Irish bells out there.
Oof. No? You don't?
Yeah. No. Where's the Irish food? Where's the I don't know, the Blarney Stone bell? Is that Irish,
all over,
right?
Busch Gardens?
Oh, that one place. Cool. I want to see some fast food Irish.
Well, we have...
Which would just be, what, whiskey and vodka to go?
And potatoes.
Yeah. Here's a baked potato and some whiskey. Enjoy your drink.
It's all in whiskey form.
Your baked potato is in whiskey form. Enjoy. We extra baked the potato. Oh, man. Yeah, apparently the the potato famine really fucked up the Irish.
Yeah,
I was hearing about that. Yeah, but I'm hearing like that the population in Ireland is just now like returning to where it was before the potato famine.
Oh, I don't know anything about all that. I don't know about their numbers.
I saw it on the internet, so it's probably true.
Most likely. Most likely. You know, actually, you know where they got their potatoes, right?
The ground where they get all potatoes?
They were gifted potatoes from Peru. Peru is like potato capital of the world. That's where all the potatoes come from.
Yeah, originally. But the people in Peru, where do they get their potatoes? From the ground. I'm right.
Nope. They worship, and then they appear on trees
that
sprouted from leaves from the gutters of their home.
Yeah, that sounds like brown people magic to me. That makes sense. Do you think that's why they did it?
Brown people magic? What? That sounds like a band name.
I think that's why they made potatoes, was because they knew that the Irish would be doomed. They were trying to take out the white man. It was all warfare from the beginning.
They gave the Irish potatoes, and they were like, what do I do with this? And then the Irish were like, this tastes pretty good. I wonder what it tastes like in liquid form.
Yeah. Can I drink this? I'm going to drink this. I'm going to find out a way how to drink this potato.
This is fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah. This is even better.
Makes me really want... They didn't fuck up their crops. They just got all drunk.
This is giving me the strength I need to beat my wife.
Sad but funny.
See, yeah, here's the funny thing about being mixed for me, because I'm all sorts of weird races combined. I don't get a real... I don't get, like... I want some stereotypes about me. I mean, I just get the general white guy stereotypes, but I don't have, like, a specific white guy stereotype, you know? Like, the Irish are drunk, and wife beaters. The British, well, you know, their teeth. French people and their hair and snails.
And they smell funny.
Yeah, Italians with the, Mamma Mia!
And the passionate and the hand talking.
And the grease. Greasy people.
Well, that's because
and the Greeks,
white people are just like mutts.
Hairy
Greeks. That's what the stereotype is.
Yeah, and gyros, whatever the hell they call that food. Baklava.
You gotta get the phlegm in there. Baklava.
And the Russians being, you know, evil. Because it's just a thing they are. But I don't get any of that, right?
I mean... You can become your own little stereotype.
But that, what? Own stereotypes are just, it's just you being a dick.
I mean.
It's not fun unless I share it with a group of people.
So it's not fun unless you share your dick with a group of people? I guess that's fair.
Yeah. The more people you share your dick with, the better.
That's, it depends on the people, I guess.
That's all the same with a blindfold.
Yeah, I guess. A mouth to mouth, a hole to hole.
Mouth to mouth, hole to hole. And I feel like that's something that should be in the Elden Ring.
That's something we should...
And the prophecy foretold of mouth to mouth, hole to hole, will make the world like a bowl.
No. Mouth to mouth, enough. Hole to hole. It's all the same with a blindfold.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's why you stay around the hip-hop peoples.
Yes, I stay around the hip-hop peoples.
So you get all that goodness. Ah, man.
So goodness.
What else is happening in the world right now? I feel like as soon as Russia declared war or special defense, whatever the fuck they want to call it, that's what everything's been about. Yeah, like the Olympics. Fucking Olympics just sort of disappeared, right?
Well, the Olympics finished. So Putin had enough respect for China to wait for the Olympics to finish before he actually invaded Ukraine.
Right, but it kind of took away all the thunder from like the ending of the Olympics and the teams that won and went home. Like, feels like, we did it, guys. This is the most important achievement of my entire life. I got gold. I did. Who? What? People dying? Explode? Oh, okay.
You know what makes me mad? It's stupid, but it makes me mad that Russia was even allowed to participate in the Olympics.
They weren't.
They were.
No.
I'm sorry. They did under a different name, and that name was the Russian Olympic Committee.
Yeah, but it's not Russia.
Fucking
even though they had the same doping doctors that were the problem from last time, were still working for them this time, too.
working devil time.
Yeah, because, yeah, I forget, there was like a 15, 16-year-old girl or something that was the best of her skating thing, but she was found with drugs in her system.
Yep. She still has to compete, though.
Yeah, they should just do a drugged-up Olympics. It should just, that's like, 1 year after the regular Olympics, just have one Olympics where everyone can do whatever they want.
Yep.
Just pump everybody full of stuff and see what happened.
Everybody has a heart attack day one.
Probably. But as long as they can throw that javelin right before their heart explodes, that javelin will go further than it's ever gone.
Oh, God. I can't even tell. So I'm a little mad that I watched the some of the Winter Olympics this year. And okay. I'm mad because the kid staying with us, the exchange student from China, he got me into watching it because he kept talking about the figure skaters. And I'm like, I guess I'll watch it with you. But I was like, really, the only thing I ever cared to watch or even hear about with Winter Olympics was the snowboarding. Because I always thought the snowboarding was pretty cool. And
not the bobsledding? Cool running?
Well, yes, that too. But I like watching Shaun White and all that, that's who I knew growing up to be like, oh, he's a cool Olympic snowboarder who, you know, whatever. And he just retired this year. But, by the way, this motherfucker retired from the Olympics as a multi-gold medal Olympian. And I'm like, oh, he's retiring from the Olympics. He's like 40-something. And I look, and this motherfucker's 35. And I'm like, God, what am I doing with my life? Anyway, let's not go down that road. What'd you say?
This, apparently.
But anyways, so we started watching the figure skating with him. And I was like, I found myself actually liking the figure skaters. And I was like, son of a bitch. No, I'm at an age now where I'm watching the Olympics and I'm okay with figure skaters. Like the Japanese figure skater that everybody was wanting to win a gold medal, Yuzuru Hanyu. Everybody was like all about him, and I was like, he's a fucking awesome figure skater. And then when he got bumped out of like the runnings, like once I saw he wasn't going to make gold, I was rooting for Nathan Chin for the U.S.
Okay.
And I was sitting here, like, and I'm like, at the end of it, I'm like, I just rooted for somebody in figure skating. I just sat my ass down here for several hours to watch figure skating.
Yeah.
Never in my life did I expect that to happen.
Well, I mean, clearly this is your new life passion, and you should get out to the rink. Start doing that shit, man.
Nope, you gotta start that shit when you're, like, six. Otherwise, not enough discipline to do it.
I think you could
I'm gonna go out there and shatter my ankles the second I step on the ice.
Yeah, but it'd be fun to watch. I mean, so I kind of want to see that happen.
He won an Olympic gold medal for hardest ankle shatter.
Yeah. Well, they were all practicing out on the ice, and then he stepped out and cracked the ice so hard that everybody fell into the water and died. But his layer of fat saved him, so technically he is he's the winner. Gold medal.
And just jump out into there like a cannonball.
Basically. Have everybody fall into the freezing ice and die because they're all fucking 30 pounds, rail thin, somehow managed to spin around at Mach 10.
Yeah, that shit is impressive, though.
It is.
And I'm like, I guess I'll watch the next Olympics, which isn't for 4 fucking years, so...
No, well, 2 years. The next Winter Olympics will be 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what that would feel like if to do one of those spins, but nude. Right?
I wonder if they have to, like, wear something to restrain everything.
They gotta wear tighty-whities. They gotta be having, like, really gripping... Well, I mean, they wear, like, spandex-type clothes anyway, right?
Yeah.
So they gotta have stuff that just really holds that shit in there.
Well, no. Because actually, some of these motherfuckers were out skating in, like, jeans and fucking tuxedos and shit. And I'm like, how the fuck?
Underneath has gotta be this spandex holding on to the little grapes. Because imagine doing one of those spins and everything with your cock out. The head would explode, right? Just all the blood would go into it and just...
Oh! The blood just splatters all over the judges.
Yeah. The spin, yeah, just a giant circle of blood.
Gonna make it rain. Oh, man.
What type of forces could your penis take there?
That's a good question.
Would the balls go first or the penis?
Oh, man, I can just imagine your balls, like, just flopping and slapping around into everything.
Yeah, like, tangling up, swirling around like tails from Sonic.
Oh, God.
And then you fall on the ice because your balls and your dick hurt, so you can't land properly. And then you fall on the ice and just crack,
oof,
right on your dick.
And then your balls would be all like sweaty and stuff, so they would stick to the frozen ground. So you try to get up, and you'd be like ripping the ball hair and skin off.
Little wrinkled, hairy pieces of meat on the ground.
The judges, 10 out of 10. The perfect score.
Yeah, I watched some of the people fall, like bust their ass, and they get right back up, and I'm like, that's gotta fucking suck. And then I was talking to them, and I was like, but when you watch people bust their ass in snowboarding, you can't get back up and finish your set, because like once, like that's sadly what happened to Shaun White, is his last run, he went and he clipped the edge and then fell, so there's nothing you could do but just, like, you're done. You've lost all that momentum.
Right, should change his name to Shaun Black, mark on his record.
Yes, nailed it. And I'm sitting here talking about how bad they get fucked up snowboarding, right? And then I watch a fucking random clip that someone sent me, and they're like, oh, if you think snowboarding's bad. And they showed somebody, it's not funny, it's so fucked up. They're doing the fucking ski jump, and this person jumps, and they're all high in the air, and all of a sudden you see they lost it, and they just embrace the fall. They just like try to curl up, and you see them just smack onto the ground, and their fucking like legs are spinning around, and the skis are all snapping and going all over the place, and they're just rolling down this long ass hill, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's probably just a white person, so it's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember watching a couple of years ago, the last Winter Olympic, I think it was, where they had the luge, and the guy flew out of the luge tube and just fucking died.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, some dude was doing the luge and everything, went around a corner, but like caught it wrong and flew up out of the thing, and he was going like 110 miles an hour or some bullshit. He just flew directly into a pole and just... going from very fast to instantly stopped. Didn't do well with his body.
Oof.
Yeah, that dude just died. Yeah. Forget, I actually saw the video of that. I think there was like a live showing or something. I don't know. Yes.
God, man.
Yeah, world's fucked. Everybody's dying. People are blowing up in Ukraine. But all the, I think all the civilians are like arming themselves. Oh, yeah, I saw that on... the Republican side on the U.S. and everything was like, yeah, see you guys, this is why we need guns, for this exact reason, because Russia's going to invade us.
I don't think Russia is going to invade U.S. I don't think the U.S. is going to take the battle to Russia. Both of the places, the terrain is too tricky to deal with, and then you have to deal with the fact that you have to get close enough to be able to invade.
Right.
Yeah. The countries are too powerful. That's why I think the U.S. is physically stepping in, because... Putin immediately was like, I understand that we're not going to be able to match the forces that NATO has. And he started talking about nuclear war and how you're going to regret doing this. So that, I guarantee you, is why nobody's willing to send troops to help Ukraine, because Putin's crazy. And he'll be like, fuck, it's nuclear war. And everybody knows that once it gets to it, nuclear is on the table.
Right. Everybody starts firing at everybody else.
But that's what we've known for the longest time that the only thing keeping everybody in check is the idea of mutual destruction, right?
Right.
But wouldn't you assume that every country, well, especially like the superpowers, would have created a...
defenses against that shit?
Right, like to knock it out from before it reaches us.
I mean, that was what the Star Wars was, right?
Yeah.
The satellite system and all that type of shit. So who knows if that really exists or not, or how well it's set up, or why they don't do that. But it's, fuck it, man. If it's nuclear war, it's nuclear war. Ain't no shit we can do.
And then you got Trump's dumbass sitting here praising Putin, talking about how wonderful and genius he is for everything he's doing. And I'm like, fuck, man. Like, at least try to hide your fucking alliances, you whore.
Right. And that's a lot of thing too, is like Putin wouldn't have done this if Trump was still in power, but it's like it seems like Trump would have been helping him do this.
Yeah, he wouldn't have had to do this because Trump would have helped him.
Right?
Yeah, because Trump got in trouble for shit. Like people were going to him about shit Russia was doing, and he like went to Putin and was like, "Hey, are you doing this? I defer to your judgment how to handle this." Douchebag.
Yeah, well.
But you talk about politics.
Yeah.
Go downhill really fast.
Yeah, politics always makes me sad. Makes me sad.
It's not that, like, Democrats are so hugely and vastly better than Republicans. They're just, you know,
oh, no.
Better now.
I don't even think it's a Democrat and Republican thing. I think it's just, you know, the leaders of both sides are kind of bat fucking shit insane.
I mean, like, they're fucking nearly 80.
I mean, it's been, like, the same guys for the longest time, right?
Yeah.
Don't they need
That's why everybody loved Obama, because, like, he was young, he was cool, he was smooth.
Yeah, and then he disappeared. He left us when we needed him most.
To start doing Netflix specials.
Basically. I mean, I can't blame him. I would too.
Selling books.
Give me some of that Amazon money.
For real.
Those guys are such assholes.
That Amazon movie. What?
It would. Those guys, the rich guys, such assholes. They could really do the world good, but they just don't.
Yep. Well, it's like a couple, like last year or however, I don't remember actually when it was anymore. It was a while ago. I forget, like someone was bad-mouthing Elon Musk on Twitter, some outlet or media thing, I don't remember. And they were talking about how, like, he could end world hunger with...
Oh, yeah, I saw whatever. That.
Yeah, and he responded, he was like, if you show me how you're going to spend the money, I will sell my Tesla stocks and we'll do it right now. And then,
right.
Of course, nothing came of it because everybody knows that it's not going to actually be spent for that. He gives them the $6 billion and it's going into someone's pocket, into someone's pocket, into someone's pocket. They'll help, like, three homeless people.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. They were like, and somebody ended up making an actual plan and sending it, but nothing came of it because I'm sure it would have ended up just like you said.
Yeah.
Blood suckers.
That's just Elon Musk actually wants to give up his money.
Oh, he's absolutely never going to do that. But it's like the Black Lives Matter movement, the leaders. I think constantly those guys are getting caught, like, funneling money to buy big-ass houses around a bunch of white people.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's like, you remember the fucking Proud Boys, the Trump thing, like the racist-ass group for Trump?
Right.
One of their leaders, or one of the higher-ups or whatever, got arrested sometime during all that, and he was fucking Hispanic. I'm like, are you shitting me?
Yeah, man.
He's literally talking shit about you to your face.
I mean, you remember working at Flippers, right?
Yes.
You know exactly who I'm thinking of.
Do I?
Yeah. Spanish guy that would have definitely supported Trump.
Oh, you're fucking me up now. Spanish guy.
They got fired from his job because he said some things. He was a sheriff deputy.
Oh, yeah.
How did you not remember that?
Because I wasn't thinking of deputies as employees for there. I was trying to think of people who worked directly with us in Flippers.
Oh.
And I was
those were all just drug heads.
Yeah. Flippers was good times, man. We used to hide those little ninjas all over the place.
I wonder if there's still some of them are still there. Pretty sure they got most of them.
Well, I hid some in the ceiling tiles, so I doubt it.
Maybe there are some.
Yeah, I hid some in the ceiling tiles. I hid some. God, I hid in a bunch of places.
Yeah. I mean, any of the ones that we hit on, like, the games and things are probably gone because they moved their shits around.
Yeah,
maybe
they
in the walls and things.
Shit. Yeah. Didn't we, like... that was the other thing. We used to, like, take the little aliens and the ninjas and all that and set up, like, battle scenes across the countertop for the next coming in.
Yeah, basically during winter when we were doing absolutely nothing.
Mm.
Oh, man. I want to go back there. I think they'll take me.
Cool. Guarantee they would take you back.
Just work there. Say, fuck it. I'll be some poor guy.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know what their pay scale is these days. Considering we were making...
It's definitely minimum wage.
Well, we were making, what, $8.50 back then? Something like that?
No. I don't think we were making that much.
I remember I was making $8.50 the last time I worked there.
Oh, okay. Well, you might have gotten, like, an upgrade. Because you left and they came back, right?
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. God, I don't remember at all. Because I was also working another job at that time, too. I worked at Lilly and Vernon, the fucking warehouse. I remember making bank there.
That was like $9 for me, Lilly and Vernon.
Yeah. There was like 9 something. And then I remember working through like Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday and getting like the super extra pay.
Yeah, yep.
That was my first, like, oh, this feels like an actual paycheck.
Yeah, I worked at Lilly and Vernon. Yeah.
I think with all of that, like, that one paycheck was like $800-something, which was the biggest paycheck I've ever gotten. Well, back when I was a kid. I'm getting more than that now, thank God.
Oh, God, yeah. That'd be awful. What was your first job you ever worked?
I worked at the Purple Cow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that shit was awful. That was the absolute worst. I was like, working that place, looking into the future, I was like, maybe I'll just be homeless. It just doesn't seem worth it. Yeah, it just doesn't seem worth it.
I'm pretty sure that's what the management and the chefs also thought. This just doesn't seem worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. Manager, that place was weird. And they were super Christian, too. But they were always, like, really, I don't know, passive-aggressive to each other and all that type of shit. I remember that place almost burned down. I was so happy. Yeah, I could see the hate in the owner's eyes, and it was some Christian weirdo. I'm sure he was diddling kids or something.
He probably owns Chick-fil-A now.
I don't know. Maybe. I fucking hated that place.
Do you remember
Glad it's gone.
Surf and Sand?
Yeah, Surf and Sand, the movie theater. Is that still around, or is that gone?
No. I mean, is this a movie theater now? I just forget what it's called now. It changed names a couple times. Not that our listeners care about any of this unless they actually live in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, come down to Virginia Beach and see the shit.
See the shit that's no longer there anymore.
Right? Flippers is still there somehow, right?
Yeah, Flippers is there. The upstairs is now a laser tag.
Right. Man, we lived through quite the few fucking depressions, haven't we? Because when we were working in Flippers, that was like one of the big depression points, because yep. We went from like 5 arcades down to 2 down to 1.
Yep.
God, our parents had the fucking, they timed that shit just right. Get in like right after the war, everything's super cheap, you do drugs, have a bunch of sex, and then HIV shows up, and then you can drop that, buy a house, fucking a few grand, and then live your life and then die and watch your kids suffer. It's like the perfect.
Make us the guinea pigs for all these stupid experiments. Like, let's see what happens if we were to create some type of credit system.
Yeah.
Let's give them credit ratings.
Let's just fuck over everything in the world real quick and then give it to the kids and tell them, you know, it's your job to fix this.
And then call them whiny little assholes when they complain about how the fact that they're working and they're never going to get to see any of their Social Security money.
Right. And all the beauty and nature that we got to see in Hawaii and the natural world. All these rare animals and flowers and birds and clean air. We just breathe that all in, ate them all up, and burned everything down. Welcome.
You're welcome.
Good times. Yeah. Good times.
Those motherfuckers would tell you you're welcome to your face right now.
Right?
And then call you a commie.
Yeah, because they're going through that cycle, you know, where hard times create good men create good times, and good times create weak men. They're like, you know, we're making you good men by making you strong men by fucking everything over and making everything hard.
Well, they think they're the strong men and we're the weak ones.
I don't know. I feel like if they were the strong ones, there would have been good times. I don't think I remember any good times. I don't know about you. I think I remember being still being a kid and some dudes blowing up some towers and then everybody losing their shit. And then it's just kind of all been downhill from there.
Ever since Harambe.
Right.
Yeah. Shit's been wild, man.
Yeah. Just constantly downhill from there.
We just finished up a pandemic just in time to start World War III.
Right? And by finish up, you mean everyone's just going to get it and it's just going to be a thing forever now? We lost.
We lost because people refuse to wear a fucking mask and stay the fuck home.
Yeah.
Yeah, the CDC here in the U.S., if I understood and remember correctly, I think as of today or tomorrow, they're getting hella relaxed with the mask mandates. They're getting ready. They're gearing up for like the endemic stage to be like, it is what it is now.
Yeah.
Go and Godspeed.
Yeah, you're forever going to have it. So that's going to, you know, be billions, if not trillions of dollars off of the world economy and cause suffering and pain for many, 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 many years to come.
Yep, and all these people who are like, see, I told you guys you shouldn't have got the vaccine because it never went away in the first place. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
You had to do is listen to what the scientists were telling you to eradicate it. No, you didn't listen. Now it's around and evolved and mutated so much.
Yeah. Why do I have to use this hose to put out the fire when the house is just going to burn down anyway? See? It burned down! You're supposed to use the hose, man, but it's already going to burn. What?
Yeah.
Type of logic,
fuck,
man.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
This just drives me nuts. I get so frustrated with anti-vaxxers and Trumpers and all this, and I don't even know how to get mad anymore. I'm like, I don't want to waste the brain space anymore. It's like, it is what it is. That's why you're like, are you an alpha or a beta? I was like, I don't fucking know anymore, man. Like,
I feel like
it doesn't fucking matter.
I feel like there's an alien invasion force watching the Earth, and they're like, you know what? Save ourselves the trouble. Give it a few years. They'll do the job for us.
It's like when we were playing Apex. You saw the two teams fighting. You're like, oh, let's just sit this one out for a sec.
Yeah,
just off whoever's left.
Yeah, let them take care of each other. That didn't work out for us. We ended up going in there anyway.
We did. We were impatient.
Dying in a corner. But we killed a few people. But that other team was more patient, and they came in and whooped our ass.
Plot twist. The other team were the aliens.
Yeah, exactly.
Not us. God,
That would be the thing, right? Aliens come down, invade, start blowing up the planet, and Russia comes in and takes Ukraine.
China snatches up Taiwan.
Yeah.
This is mine. We're going to destroy the Earth. Yeah, well, this is mine for now.
Yeah. This is going to be mine for the 3 days until the alien overlords eat our brains. Ah, oh, man.
Fuck.
All right, well, on that cheery note, I think we've hit about an hour mark now.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Remember, guys, just wait until the aliens kill us all. That, bye, love you, bye.